Yeah, I know. So it has weird symptoms.
Causing it. And so, like, and it's burrowed in all of my cells, so they have to do, they have to, like, I take shit that, like, has them come out of the cells, and then the other shit kills them when I do that. So, like, and it's, like,
have you thought about, like, have you thought about treating it with, like, just a healthier lifestyle, too? Like, you know that, you know that not eating throughout the day and taking most definitely is bad for your lungs, too. I'm supposed to be gluten-free,
dairy-free. Like, not even.
Which you've been doing decently well, other than ice cream and, like, some occasional...
And, like, every time I, like... Gluten's, like, the biggest thing I'm supposed to stay away from, because, like, gluten and sugar and gluten, it turns to sugar in your body or whatever.
Yeah.
Or that's starches, but...
No, whatever. Gluten does, too.
Isn't there beer and gluten?
Yeah. So, I'm not supposed to be drinking, which I've also done, like, a really good job of. I drank, like, that one weekend.
This weekend.
Yeah.
We're back in the studio. My name is Andre. We're with three guests. If you'd like to introduce yourselves.
Hey, this is Carter.
Streeter's still here.
Yeah. Ari the artist.
Okay. So that was the best intro we've ever had. We had a little insight on your life.
Yeah.
So that was a little conversation we just had.
About the old Lyme disease.
Yeah. So we were talking about who Lil Peep was. Let's continue on that. You know, let's more not necessarily on him, but let's just continue on, like, how rap is changing right now and who's popping and what's really going on.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to answer that because I'm on a moke.
All right. Well, Streeter, you wanna maybe save that ass from this conversation?
To be honest, I'm, like I said in the last podcast, pretty anti-rap. Your question was what?
It was more about, you know,
I'll answer the rap question. I'll do my opinion of your question. Go.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to change the question up because you had the same one last time. It was who's Lil Peep.
Oh, yeah.
So this question's going to be, who do you think has more influence? Do you think Bob Marley has more influence, or do you think that, who's that guy?
X.
No, who's the famous guy from the Beatles? McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Do you think him or
McCartney?
Or I don't know his name. You think him or Bob Marley has
Bob
more
Marley.
Influence in terms of, like, music and culture?
I mean,
the
Beatles
Paul,
preceded
Paul McCartney because.
He was the lead singer
of the best band.
And the
of
Beatles
all
preceded.
But I mean,
the
well, I mean,
Bob Marley.
That's exactly
music.
Why I wanted.
And that's why they set up the foundation for all the music that's made today. It's like a lot of the chord
progression.
G-Eazy's prime example of using Beatles chord progressions in his beats.
How?
He uses the chords. Yeah, he uses for his beats. G-Eazy. That's why he has that really old time like.
And
like,
that's why it's probably really
run
popular.
Around Sue type flow, you know, like it's like
I get that. It's not bad.
But yeah,
it's not
I
bad.
Would say Paul McCartney over Bob Marley, but I love Bob Marley. I like Bob Marley more than I like Paul McCartney, to be honest. I go to sleep listening to Bob Marley. I do lots of things listening to Bob Marley, you know, it's very good.
Just some Bob Marley vibe.
Like, you could put on Bob... The thing about Bob Marley is you can put on Bob Marley for 4 hours and, like, the same tone, like, the same, like, beat of style of the music and everything will stay the exact same. So if you like that type of music, then you can listen to Bob Marley for literally 5 hours in a row.
Not as much as Bob Marley.
You can, if you like X... If you're really into X, you couldn't necessarily listen to X for 5 straight hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how
but
does,
you
how
could
does that
listen
make
to Bob Marley.
How does Bob Marley any different?
They're because he's artists. Literally just like, but like his vibes are just like
it's just a lot more.
That's
relaxing.
The type of music he is. It's like Buffalo Soldier.
Yeah, but some people are depressed and they want to listen to X to console their hard feelings.
I'm just saying, overall, I think more people could listen to Bob Marley for 5 hours. Then listen
overall,
to Paul McCartney,
if you're looking at
non-stop
the total
for 5 hours.
Population, sure, but like at the same time, there's a definitely like a portion of the population that really really likes X's music and relates to it and resonates with
that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying for 5 hours straight. And
no, but you, that's your opinion, though. That's your opinion. There are some people who can listen to X for 5 hours.
That's like, I was saying that there are people who say Lil Peep literally saved their lives. Yeah, bro.
Isn't Bob Marley
fans are so loyal and like
that's a cult following. Yeah, it's a
cult following. Like
Bob Marley, as an overall, there are more people in a lot more people would rather listen to Bob Marley for 5 hours than almost anyone. His type of music, just that thing, for 5 hours straight, you could literally just sit there listening to Bob Marley.
That's why there's a difference. Like that's why like Bob Marley and. Like or like Sinatra, you could listen to that forever pretty much because those songs are played in like Nordstrom's when you're walking around. Not really Bob Marley.
Not Bob Marley,
but like Sinatra is, and like maybe that's just because of like the style of music they're producing. You know, it's more like a slow beat, not really like a direct message. I mean, I guess it is.
No, Bob Marley has very.
He
has implicit messages. Like, yeah. Both implicit and explicit. That's pretty much every artist, though.
Like, I was speaking more on Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra has a message too. I mean, he has a different.
Are we talking young Sinatra?
No, we're talking Logic.
Who do you prefer?
I like Logic more than Frank Sinatra. I like young Sinatra more than the original.
I mean, dude,
it's the same person.
No, they're not. Young Sinatra is Logic.
That's what they call it.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought you were talking about Sinatra at a young age. Yeah.
That's his name.
His real name is Sinatra.
He looks like Frank Sinatra.
Logic, but he like
he goes by Sinatra.
There's a Frank Sinatra was like one of the best looking dudes in the world.
Yeah, and he's slayed.
And Logic is not.
Yeah, I know, but
Frank Sinatra is literally.
I know, but that's why he wants to compare himself to a good looking guy. Like
I know, I thought you just said he looked good. He looked like him.
Like your boy Josh's rapper friend. Josh's rapper friend Quinneth. Like, that guy literally tries to be G-Eazy in every single one of his shots and music videos that he posts on his
Instagram. Well, I mean, he thinks that's going to get more followers.
Same exact music video idea where he's smoking a blunt, like, while facing away from the camera with his jawline just, like, extremely highlighted.
How can you talk shit on that when all rappers pretty much do that, like,
no, I'm
piggybacking
not
on other people's
I don't,
music?
Yeah, but I don't think that's, like, original. I don't like... I really enjoy this generation's like music just because of its like repeated rhythm and like the ability to actually like dance to it. But at the same time, I feel like a lot of these like lyrics are really recycled.
Yeah,
and
they
used
are.
Over
they
again,
are.
And it loses its authenticity because it's like, okay, then if everybody's talking about being like repping a certain lifestyle, then that means that there are a lot of fakes out there because you can like a lot of people are wannabe hards and they. They talk about like gang stuff in their rap, and that's not even being true to themselves.
I guess I don't know. I have a question for you, Carter. Do you think there's a difference like between the music people listen to when they're in their car versus like when they're with a group of people? Like when you're like in your car driving alone, like to school, what type of music do you play versus like when you're hanging out here? Like, what type of music are you playing?
It depends on, like...
Like, do you think the music you play alone in your car is, like, your favorite music because you're alone, you can do whatever you want?
If I'm in, like, a, like, energetic mood or something, like, I'll play something more, like, I don't know, like, it just depends on my mood. And if I'm trying to, like, bump, then, like, I'm gonna play something way more, like, aggressive.
So it just pretty much has to do with the mood?
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I concur.
You never like self conscious like when you want to like play a song in front of other people like what they think.
I mean, yeah, actually, I am, but not everybody is. And if I'm like self conscious about something I'm playing in front of someone, I'll start like laughing to make it less awkward, which is makes it way more awkward.
Like, what makes you like self conscious about like the music?
I don't know. Sometimes I'll just think it's like too into your feels, you know, like some people don't like that like emotional music and that you get embarrassed by, you know, like
yeah, I get it. I mean,
they're like, damn, this guy's a pussy. Like
I've had that feeling. What is Streeter, what are your top three favorite songs?
I mean, every single
any genre, doesn't matter, just right now, like your top three.
Well, Tom Petty just died, and I've never had an artist that I have come to like way more the second they die, and for some reason, luckily I did see Tom Petty a few years ago before he did die, which is really cool.
I was there for
but
It's very
dark. To be honest, I think two of my top three favorite songs right now are by Tom Petty, and they would be Into the Great Wide Open, American Girl, and then probably my favorite song right now is Father and Son by Cat Stevens.
Wow.
All three songs probably 30 to 40 years old. So I'm in the wrong generation, people.
And that's what I find really interesting is that the demographic of people who listen to rap versus like rock and more like classic American type music rather than like influenced by African American origins, there it's just like really weird to see that some people enjoy listening to some music when other people absolutely hate it and can't like relate to it in any way. But then again, it does tie into the fact that people like music that they can resonate with and they see their they can identify with, I guess.
I got it.
For lack of better words.
Yeah. Alright, well that was another wonderful session here. Here at the studio. We're gonna have to peace out for this one.
Peace.
But we will see you soon.